You're quoted as saying that you would take a look at Alexander Semin on at least on a short-term basis. Any progress in that?
No, I mean, they're aware that we're interested. They're aware that it's short-term because we want to get to know him. You know, we all know his ability, but you'd also like to know exactly what you're getting if you're making a big investment. And that's a real good example of what we were just talking about. I was willing to go 10 years with Jordan Staal, but here's another very talented player that right now I'm only willing to go 1 year with. I think you just have to, it's different for each player. But in Semin's case, they're aware that we're interested in him, and of course they at this point in time aren't interested in a short-term deal.
So you are maybe the court of last resort for if it comes down to that for Semin, if he can't find another deal that he's interested in or that appeals to him or meets his criteria, you would be prepared still to give him the 1 year, right?
Well, if it's just about money for him, he can go to Russia and make a lot more
money
than he's going to make here on this contract. So this is a guy that's got options. But if he wants to play in the National Hockey League and have a chance to win a Stanley Cup someday, he's obviously going to have to stay here. And I think with where we're at in our process of rebuilding our team, adding a guy like Semin.